Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
A frequent question among parents of young children is how to prepare them for success in math and science. One of the easiest ways to do this is to read books and help them to identify the math and science concepts within them. And you don't need to find a math or science book. Instead, find books that your children enjoy and then draw out the math and science within. Not only will you have their attention by working with your young child's natural interest in nature, but you will also begin building a lifelong skill of integrating their learning. As an example, let's look at Joshua Prince's I Saw an Ant on the Railroad Track. This book is an obvious choice for families with a train enthusiast, but the fun rhyme and the tension as Jack seeks to save the ant builds anticipation in any reader. Ask questions concerning biology. You can identify the ant as an insect and talk about how many legs they have. Would an ant really carry his belongings the way he is pictured in the book? Do we usually see ants alone? What does that tell us about ants? What kind of plants are pictured? What does that suggest about where the story might or might not take place? Once you see the train, you can identify some physics concepts. Is it easy for the train to stop? Why not? Would the train be able to move down the track if it had wheels that weren't round? Where does the energy for the train come from? You can even discuss the effect that different engines have on the environment around them. The teachable moments will escalate as you notice nature on family walks, thanks to the science in picture books.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.